Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! I'm really on a high. Be'emes. It's back to back to back. It's unbelievable. Today, sponsors, the Kesser family, Refuah Shleima for Aliza Tova Bas Esther Gruna, daughter, sister, cancer patient, now diagnosed with COVID-19, Lo Yo'aleinu, please say Tehillim. By Chaim. Oh, I have to go make a phone call to Chaim. In honor of Reb Eli, I think I know who he is now. By Tmimo Epstein. As appreciation for my husband, Daniel Epstein, for making Torah a priority. You see, the women, they might not tell you always. Once in a blue moon. As appreciation for my husband, Daniel Epstein, for making Torah a priority. They care. They appreciate it. Kopstick family, Lili Nishmas Pinchos Ben Yoel Kopstick, whose 15th yard site is on 3rd of El, Refuah Shleima, for Aviva Chano Bas Rivka. Paris Achoydesh, Michael Bemela, Hashem Yimalach Esroino, he had a fire. In memory of his mother, Devorah Fego Bas Shmuel, Zuchrona Levorach, and father-in-law Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan, and in merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year, I just heard Aaron Hirsch scream Amen, even though everything is muted. Rabbosai, it was amazing. This was the Chevra in Tinek. Incredible. Over 50 people showed up over there. Last night completely took me by surprise because I was always under the impression that there's 20 guys in Lakewood or something. Like, I don't know. I know there's a lot of people listening to the share. I don't know where they are. And Lakewood Chevra are kind of quiet. Bnei Torah came, Mechaber Yisvarim. Somebody came with his huge, Reb Chaim Weissman, huge sefer, this large on Yuma. Sukkah, the ganze zach. Look at this. Look at the chevra over here. Tremendous. By some counts, I don't know. To me, it seems like 70 people or so. Some people told me there was 100 people. Nichnas v'yitzis. Some couldn't come in. There were so many people at the door. Unbelievable. Be'emes. Tremendous, tremendous chizuk for me. I appreciate it very much. And a tremendous chizuk for the olam. I think the olam also gets a lot of hanah to see and to shmooze. The whole camaraderie thing is unbelievable. People yesterday came in from Borough Park. There were a couple of cars that came in. People came in from Deal. We had three guys, at least, that I saw, I met from Deal, New Jersey. Because so they came in from all over the place. It was Givaldik. From Muncie, a bunch of guys. Of course, you'll see Klein, the Chev, and Mark, and Phil. Unbelievable. Rabboisai, the tour continues. Right now, I'm in the basement because I must catch a flight. I'm going to finish the shiur and run without packing to the airport. I am going to Los Angeles. I'm going to be there for a couple of days. So even though I'm landing tonight, but it's going to be too late, so that's why I'm giving the shiur right now. Tomorrow, Wednesday, there's a shiur at 8 o'clock local time in Los Angeles, 8 o'clock p.m. I don't remember the exact name of the shul or whatever it is, but details to follow. So if you're in Los Angeles, please come out, please, even if you're shy. A lot of guys at the Shevet Brachos came over to me and said, you asked for the shy guys to come? I'm one of those guys. I'm not kidding. A bunch of people said that. And it was very much appreciated. Please come out. Be mechazik da olam. It's kedai. All right. Oh, yeah. We have to read a couple emails here. I'm not sure. This is from Matis Pilo. Dear Rebelli, Mazel Tov, on the massive operation of Avodas Hashem that you're building, which is just in its infancy. Amen. Just in its infancy. And also Mazel Tov, by the way, on the Chazan of your son. I've been enjoying your shiur since the beginning of Brachos, but with a critical eye towards some of the rules set up by Chazal. How could they, even the best intentions, continuously be over on Loisoysev Olav by adding on so many additional rules? Question. You ease this troubling challenge for me by your decision to mention a Toisvis on the Aflamed Dalad Amid Beis that explains that the Baal Toisvis when introducing additional meaning. Any additions or strengthening of an existing min is not Baal Toisev, but perhaps rather a show of interest and excitement for an already established mitzvah of the Torah. See, you don't know. Point out a little Toisvis satisfies this guy. May he continue to enlighten us all with the true intentions of Chazal so that we grow to be interested and to be as excited by the Torah as you are. Shkoyach. Okay. take that as a compliment. May we all be zeichet to complete Shas and start all together with you many more times. Start all over together with you many more times. Your loving Talmud, Matis Bilo. Yishkoich Matis. Basnach, do we have over here? We have time? Dear Eli, I want to thank you and your wife for the great daily contribution you make for Am Yisrael, to Am Yisrael. Your shir is a high point of my day. A high point of my day! I was introduced to this shir last year by our son Hillel in Tel Tzion. I've been fortunate to share the wealth with others in the U.S. who are learning with you daily. Shkoyach, appreciate the gift, the best gift ever. The late psychiatrist Rabbi Avram Twersky, Zichrono Livracha, wrote a book, Generation to Generation, on pages 58 to 63. You will find the story of Rabbi Nachum of Chernobyl, the sale of his tefillin, the broken esrig, and his great control of his anger. And I was reminded that Yochanan Itzkowitz already wrote to me that it's, in fact, Rabbi Nachum of Chernobyl, and that the pair of tefillin are by Rabbi Twersky from Flatbush. He's a famous Rav. I believe it's Rabbi Twersky, yeah? Not Eichenstein, Twersky, I'm pretty sure. And he wears those tefillin every single day. May Hashem give you and your devoted wife and all the principles of Yeshua grace, rent, and good health to go lemala ulemala in Torah, b'kavod Rav, Chaim Moshe Kovacs, Hollywood, Florida. Shkoyach. Okay, this one, although it's an email, I'll leave it for a little bit. And we are starting today on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. It's for Boisai. I think almost every mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the Torah, without the Torah Shebaal Peh, without Gemara, we wouldn't know what's going. We wouldn't know what's up and what's down. We wouldn't know what tefillin are, obviously. We don't know that they're square and that they're black and that they're tzuas. Nothing. We wouldn't know chsaftam al mezuzah b'secho v'sharecha. Chsaftam what, how, where, when. You need a Torah Shebaal Peh to explain everything. Yes, we have a Mesorah, we have tradition, and we bring the same Esrog and the Lulav for thousands of years. But where do you see it in the Torah? How could you medayik it from the Torah? It's basically the same thing, saying over and over. I'm just making that extra nekuda that every mitzvah be'etzem is like that. If you don't believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh, you don't believe in the Gemara, so then we don't have mitzvahs at all. You can't. It's the fundamental of Yiddishkeit. We have to come on to the Torah Shebaal Peh, to the Gemara, to understand what the basic idea and the concepts are of these mitzvahs. Torah Rabban, pre-eitz hodar, eitz. Now, the Torah should say pre-hadar. An esrig, whatever that fruit is a pre-hadar. It's a beautiful fruit. The added word, it's the fruit of a tree that's beautiful. Tree is a little extra here. So for that, the Gemara says, Eitz shetam eitzo yupir yeshava. Because it's coming to teach us a secret. What kind of fruit is it? It's not an apple. It's a fruit that tastes like the bark. Now, how does a fruit tastes like the bark? It's very interesting. Because the esrog, you don't really eat that inner part like we eat an orange and a lemon. An esrog, you eat the white part, like the peel. And therefore, that peel tastes like the bark. Eitz, shetam, eitzor, yipir, yishov, aveoimeze, esrog. Ask the Gemara, veime pilpilin. Maybe it's peppers.
We're talking about Orla. Orla, the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat from the fruit. And it says, and when you plant these trees, now obviously, these are trees of fruit. Why? Because if you look at the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, now somebody told me, even though I'm looking at it and it's all reversed, somebody told me it's not true. On YouTube, it comes out straight. Is that true? Is anybody watching YouTube now? It's coming out straight. Okay, good. So I should not get chatting about it. So why machol? Why are you telling me that it's edible? It says a second later, espirioi, fruit. And it says, lo yeochel. Here, if you just say this last word, lo yachel, obviously we're talking about fruit. So what's the first part of the pasuk when tatem kol eitz any deshu machol machol matam lo eitz machol? To teach us
eight shetam, eight so imperial shava. So here we have a second fruit, so to speak. It's a pepper. That the pepper and the bark have the same exact flavor. Have oimer zepilpul. Lamed chosha pilpul chayov in barlo. And it's to teach us that you should know pepper is chayov in arlo. Now, as Rashi points out, Tosfos also talks about it a little bit. Why would I think pepper is potter from arlo? Because pepper, you could think, is not a tree. Maybe it's a bush. Maybe it's a vegetable. That's most people. They'll tell you pepper is a vegetable. And on a vegetable, you have potter from arla. Obviously, you can't have arla on tomatoes. They only grow once. It takes a year and then they die out. There's no arla on vegetables. So you think perhaps there's no arla on a pepper. Kamash malon, there is. Now, I received a beautiful email. Let me read it to you. Dear Belly, I thought I'd be able to hand deliver the following to you, the Shavuot Brachas tonight, but I have a family chasana, which rests me from being with you. It's also a shame that you're now in Farakwe and I'm in Lawrence, and so this is my attempt at contacting you to give you Shalom Aleichem. I started doing Daf Yomi for the first time in January, started learning in bold the Daf when I joined your shir from, I love it. Again, I just hopped it now. I started doing Daf Yomi for the first time in January. I started learning. When I joined Yeshir from Sefles Yuma, for the first time in years, I think I truly understand what the Gemara is saying. Your charts and pictures are great visual aids, help bring the issues to life. Attached below, please find the Chiddush, a Neshika, he calls it, a kiss from that the Boirei Olam, his words, a Neshika that the Boirei Olam gave me regarding Sukkah Daf Lamed Hei. I hope you enjoy Shalom Golombek. That's how you pronounce it. So what does Rib Shalom say here? He says that he gave this to Rabbi Zlatowitz, Zichron Levracha. Rabbi Zlatowitz loved it. He asked him permission to print it. Bekitzer, he says that he is in the business of spices. Interesting, because the chasen I'm going to in Los Angeles, my sister's making chasen. Also, I forgot the name, Golovsky, something like that. Golovsky, I don't know, whatever. I apologize. He actually watches the shir, so I might have to apologize. Golovatsky, okay, whatever. One of those names that's hard for me. So, also in the spice business. He did research. Somebody asked him the Shiloh, how's it possible? If you think it's black pepper, it's not true. I tasted the bark of black pepper and it has nothing, doesn't taste anything. It has nothing in common with the actual crushed black pepper. He did a lot of research. He goes on, he went through this spice, but this spice wasn't in the time of the Gemara at all. And then this spice wasn't in this country and it wasn't here. A ganz arichos, a very, very long shtikl Torah email. But anyway, I'm just taking out the last part. By chance, I was researching black pepper. I saw something called Meleguda pepper or grains of paradise, as it's known today. Seeds of a perennial plant related to the ginger family. Digging us to West Africa. Centuries ago, the true pepper was unavailable. The kitzer, influx of grains cause a sharp decline in the Lisbon market price of black pepper. Ganz arichos, he says that if you look at it, it actually looks like a dried out esrig. Part of his question is that some of these pepper trees, Rashi says it's a very short bush, right? That's why you think that it's a yerek. He says some of these trees grow 40 feet tall, 100, in some cases 100 feet tall. How could Rashi says it's a small bush? This, in fact, is a small bush. And this is what it looks like when it's dried out. It looks like a dried out esrig. Okay, that's the shtikl Torah. He says, yes, it actually does. The flavor of the bark tastes like the pepper. Very, very interesting. Now, the other day, I was scratching my head. I thought there was another item that tastes like the bark. And Baruch Hashem, Tosis over here brings it, tiltum, which is, what is it in English? Chilba in Hebrew. Okay. Akoponim, so Tosis does bring a fourth one. Says the Gemara. So, but the question is, the bottom line of the question is, how do you know it's an esrig? How do you know that esrig, just because the fruit tastes like the bark, there's something else that the fruit tastes like the bark called pepper. Well, pepper, maybe it's this one, what does he call it again? The grains of paradise pepper. Okay. Or black pepper, whatever you want. You don't want to be too modern. And go into these things and say, no, it's black pepper. Okay, hit your head in the wall, black pepper. Gevald. Whatever, it's some sort of pepper. Listen to this, Rabbi says, it's Eretz Yisrael is not missing a thing. By the way, this every single car, any car you can imagine, is in Eretz Yisrael, from Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Rolls Royce, Bugattis, everything. But obviously the Torah is talking about fruits, it even has peppers, and even has these peppers of paradise. There's once a guy that came to Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. He says, Rebbe, give me a bracha. I said this mice over maybe a year ago, I don't know when. Seems like a very long time ago. He says, what bracha do you want? I want a bracha, tichlo shono v'kilo yisel. Stop the year of klolos, of curses, and tachel shono b'chosel. It's brought down in these calendars, you know. Stop the curses already. And start a year of prosperity, of bracha. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein looked at him and said, Mechutzef! A year of curses? Look how beautiful your year was. You married off two daughters and you're telling me it's a year of curses? The bottom line is, we all have to look into ourselves because we have such good things going on. Everything, and we're going to focus on the bad and say this is a curse. It's a curse. Yeah, we all have tzaras. We all have issues, obviously. But it's a year of curses. Look at the good. Look at all the Torah we learned and all the good. L'sechsa kol boy. Stam was reminded. I don't know if Mamish has to do, but Eretz Yisrael has it all. It's all good. It's in there. Hosom mishum de lo yefshar. How are you going to bring? So we have two choices. Okay, you're right. You have an esrig and you have pilpel. Taisus brings tilton. But what are you going to do? You can't bring a pepper. Did you see the size of this thing? Here, tiny. So you can't use that as an esrig. He's tiny and good. Look, it actually, if you look from afar, it looks like a bunch of esrogim laying down. I hear what he's saying. You have to be able to tell that it says, lukachtem, you took something. If you can't see that you took it, like Reb Chaim's esrog over there, it's a nikar that he took it. This little guy, a little pilpil, a little black pepper, whatever it is, that's not a lukicha. So you'll take three. Echadom arachmona. Shnayim, it's meduik that it's one, not two, three, shloisha peres. Hilkach lo yefsha, therefore you're right, it's a good taina, but it's impossible. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi Oisai, over here, as Ashkenazi, as a Litvak, I want to bring a raya. It's very, very, it's bad humor. I want to bring a raya that Ashkenazim are the way to go. Chasidim, no good. Svardim, no good. Why? Because of this Gemara. Rabbi Oimer, Al Tikri, we're talking about how to pronounce stuff. Al Tikri, Hodor, Elo Hadir. Now, if you're a chassid, you have a big problem here, especially coming up. But if you're a litvak, it works out great. Hodor. Comets, reish. Hodor. Don't read hodor, ela hadir. Hadir is a pen, it's a barn. I don't know how chassid is going to read this, I don't know. Hudor, ela hudor. Al tikri hudor, ela hudor. It's going to be a big problem. Ela hadir, Hudir, yeah, Hudir. Okay, Hudir, it will work. It's coming up. What is deer? Deer is a barn. A barn. So he's learning from the word Rebbe, and let's remember this Rebbe for a second because we're going to have another pshat exactly like him, but different. It's the same outcome, but different. How you pronounce the word. So he pronounces, don't read it Hadar. In other words, there's a little hint here in the word, the Kriyat Siv, I can read it with a chirik under the dalet. Instead of hodar, it's hodir. Dir is a pen, a barn. Ma dir ze yesh boi gdoilim uktanim, tmim ubalimum, just like a barn. You have large animals and small animals. Every year, there's a new generation that comes in there. Hachanami, yesh boi gdoilim uktanim, so to an esrig. On the same tree, you have a very small esrogim, very large esrogim. Tmimim ubalimumim, some of them have bletlach and holes in them, and some of them are perfect. Otushar peres lesbo ugdoilum ktanim, tmimim ubalimumim, what? The other fruit don't have small and large? Balimumim ktanim, elachikomar, ad sheboim ktanim, adayim ugdoilum kayomim. No need for a picture. This doesn't do anything, but it's here and printed. You could have an esrog this size, and all of a sudden you have a little guy popping up over here. In other words, the esrog is the only fruit that can remain on the tree for many years because it doesn't really have fruit inside. It only has a very small amount. So it just stays and stays for 2-3 years, not a problem. So if it's there for 2 years, all of a sudden another tiny baby esrog comes up, just like with the animals. You have an adult animal, and all of a sudden in the pen, in the barn, all of a sudden another small animal. By apples, you don't have that. They all fall off the tree at a certain time, and that's it. Rebbe Avo Amar, and Rashi points out that Rebbe Avo is saying the same exact thing as Rebbe. Al tikri hador elo hador. And this is my raya. How is the Sfardi going to read this? Al tikri hadar elo hadar. No, so it's the same word. They don't have a comet. And if you're a chassid, al tikri hudor elo hudor. Ni. So what happened there? Okay. Akiva Ziegler doesn't like what I'm saying. He says that there's a way to read it. Okay. I'm just reminded, I like to say over this mice, I say over a lot. If you haven't heard the story, I learned in Beis Yitzchok Skver on 45th Street and 14th Avenue. And we had, you hear Gershon? I see your mamish listening intently. How you doing? You made it back there. It's Shol Baruch Hashem. Gevaldik. You're looking good, actually. So the Rebbe said, we're learning the Sugi in Kiddushin. If the man says Arei Adam Kudeshesli, and the woman gives the man the ring. I just love this mice. I remember as I was only 10 years old and I was laughing my head off in front of the Rebbe. He said, there's four cases. Nusanhi v'umrahi. Oder nusnahi v'umrahi. Oder nusanhi v'umarhi. Oder Tomer. Umrihi v'nusnihi? What just happened? It was all he. It was all the same. Anyway, I guess if you understand, you understand. But what's the point there? Al tikri hodor elo hador. Hodor. Don't read it beauty. Read it with a patach. Hadar. Hador. Not hodor. Hador. Hador means that it lives. It hangs out on the tree. It's the same exact thing as Rebbe says, but they learn it from a different way of reading the word. He learns it with a chirik, deer, it's a barn, and he learns dar, he's living. But the outcome is the same exact thing, that the esrog lives on the tree for more than a year. Idur means water. Okay, so a lot of times the Gemara uses Yevani, Greek, they used to write the Sefer Torah, Yevani, whatever. Greek and Lashon Kodesh could be interchangeable. So, in Greek, water is idur, ve'ezihi, shigod al-kalmayim. What fruit requires lots of water and irrigation and everything else? Havei oimer, ze esroig. Esroig is a very, very difficult thing to grow. And it's a year-round avoda. They have farmers, they have these guys, and as well, I've seen it with my own eyes, they have these guys going all day long, making sure that the thorns don't go into the esrog. They're cutting and snipping and watering and moving. It's a constant all year round. So this we know very well. Why is an esrog that grew in or was worshipped as avodah zarah or grew in a city of avodah zarah? Why is it no good? Since it must be burned, it no longer has the shear, whether it's the walnut or the egg, it doesn't have a shear. If it's an esrog that is less than 3 years old and it's also bahana, you can't use it as an esrog. My time, why not? So what if it's also bahana? Mrs. Lavna is not though. You're not benefiting from a mitzvah. You're just doing Ratzon Hashem. We said, Rashi said, right? Like an Eved. Like a servant doing something for his master. He doesn't care if you let Eved or not. His master told him to do it. He does it. Once says the reason is, they both say basically the same idea. I mean, in terms of the outcome is the same. It has to be lochem. It has to be yours. And if you cannot eat it, it's not considered yours. It's not lochem. Something you can't eat is not yours. So that's reason number one. V'chadomar, we don't know who says what. The Gemara is going to tell us who says what. V'chadomar, l'fi she'ein bodin mamon. Okay. It's not considered money. If it has no value, you can't own something that has no value. I own this piece of sand over here. You see this piece of sand that's on my finger? Yeah, I don't either see it, but it's there, and I own it. You know why I own it? Because I decided I own it, but it has no monetary value. No monetary value means you don't own it. Very interesting, I saw they discuss, in those days, arabas were very, very cheap. Not like today. Even today, they're very cheap. They cost a dollar or whatever. But let's say they cost 5 cents. So it has no monetary value. So how are you bringing arabas? If you have to have monetary value, and if it's not monetary value, it has zero monetary value, it's so common, everybody in their backyard has one, it's like a blade of grass, then you're not bringing an arava. You didn't bring anything. It just says, here, lefish ain't but dimamen. Arla has no monetary value because it has no, it's also by us, it's no monetary value. If no monetary value, you didn't bring anything. Okay, they discuss it. Kosoka daite, mande boy heter achilo leboy dimamen. It seems like that there's two different reasons here. You have to be able to eat it in order to be considered lochem. You have to be able to own it in order to be considered lochem. But they're not. If you hold one, you don't hold the other. Now we learned in the Mishnah, shel truma tmei psula. If you have truma, the 2% you give to the kohen and it's tamei, it's possible for as a esrog. Bishlam the madam of the shein bohet achila shapir. If you say you can't eat it, that's why it's not an esrog. You can't eat it. Can't eat it. It has no value. But if the whole point is it has no monetary value, it's not true. It does have monetary value. There's a pasuk that teaches us that you can use it for firewood, throw it into the fire, and it has monetary value. If it has monetary value, you should be able to use truma tmeo. Says the Gemara, therefore, I can establish one thing. Everybody agrees that you must be able to eat it in order for it to be considered shalochem. The only question is the monetary value. That's the question. One man holds, you need to be able to eat it, but you don't need to have monetary value. That's why it doesn't matter if you can be mesik it or not. The other man says, no, you need two things. Everybody agrees you need to be able to eat it. If you can't eat it, it's not yours. Finished. End of story. So any item that you can't eat is not yours. No machloikis. Machloikis is, what if you could eat it, but it has no monetary value? We're going to give a beautiful example what that could be. There are a few things. My benayu. Ege benayu, maiser sheni b'yushalayim, aliv der meyer. Maiser sheni. That you could eat, but it's not yours. Whose is it? It's considered mamon gavoya. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. He gives you permission to eat. You could eat a steak. You could do whatever you want. Is that Shirley? Gary, we haven't known a cave on the. What's going on there? Okay, she's only 3 years old. We'll allow it this time. Now they're going to say, in Lakewood, they're going to say that the 3 old girls are watching the shir and it's on Zoom. Hashem Yirachem. It's all Gary's fault. It's always Gary's fault. So, she obviously, Gershon, she doesn't chop the shear because I even said her name and everything. She didn't even chop. She didn't even crack a smile. So obviously she's not paying attention. All right. Ah, okay. You have Maiser Sheni, again, a person takes 10%. It's not 10%, whatever percent it is. 8%, let's call it 8% of his produce, 8.8, whatever the number was. And he takes that produce to Yerushalayim. He can't take the produce, so he exchanges it into money, takes the money to Yerushalayim. Now, that money, that produce, whose is it? It's not his. It's Hashem's. He is allowed to benefit from it, he's allowed to eat it. So, therefore, I have a case. It's roi l'achila, but it's not, it doesn't have any monetary value. So it doesn't have, you know, like they would leave it there. We had the whole, you know, they couldn't eat all of it. A guy's he has 1 million pounds of produce. He's not going to be able to eat it and consume the monetary value of it. So he leaves it for his friends in Yerushalayim. The kids, it's not his. He could eat it. If the only concern is that you can't or could eat it, you could eat. Therefore, it's yours. Do whatever you want with it. Use it as Ezra. But if you say that you have to have two things, a combination of being able to eat it, but also it has to have monetary value. Maaser Sheni does not have monetary value, therefore you cannot use it as an Esri. Testayin de Reb Asi, stop. We don't know who says what. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you Raya who says what. Testayin de Reb Asi, domen lefi she'im bo dimamon. It's Reb Asi who says that I also need monetary value. Domen Reb Asi, Esri she Maaser Sheni. L'diri Reb Meir, ein odom yotze b'dei chavos b'yontav. L'diri chachamim, odom yotze b'dei chavos b'yontav. So it's Reb Asi who says that according to Reb Meir, Ein Adam Yotze B'Dei Chavos B'Yontav, Esrik Shemaisa Sheni, here he talks about Maisa Sheni, and he says that according to Reb Meir, Ein Adam Yotze B'Dei Chavos B'Yontav, why? Because you need monetary value. Because according to Chachamim, it's actually yours. But the problem is monetary value or not monetary value. So here, this Chachamim, we might be using the Chachamim later. So remember this Chachamim that say what? That you could be yaitza with a esrog of Maaser Sheni. Why? Because Maaser Sheni is considered yours. It's not mami gavoy according to Chacham. Tistayim, it's a good raya. Guf Amar Abasi. Esrog of Maaser Sheni. Somebody sent me an email already that he saw me drinking from a bottle. Here's the second time. When I'm on the road and I don't have somebody to give me a cup, drink from the bottle. What am I going to do? By the way, you're not going to believe it. I'm wearing this jacket, L'Kavod HaTzibur. I should take it off. I'm also not telling my father who's in this basement to turn up the air conditioner. But just so you know the degrees. You see what's going on here? 77 degrees in here. Kibud Avim. I'm not going to say a word to him. You want 77. It's the middle of the summer. Rabbeinu Shlomo. Omer Basi, Esrik Shom Maaser Sheni, Liver Meir, Ein Adam Yotze B'Dei Chavos B'Yontav. Liver Chachamim, Adam Yotze B'Dei Chavos B'Yontav. Oh. So we learned about an Esrik. Esrik for Maaser Sheni, according to Meir, you can't be Yotze. According to Chachamim, you could be Yotze. So now the Gemara is going to bring two other examples. Matzah Shom Maaser Sheni. What about matzah? Now, you could eat Maaser Sheni all day long. Can you be Yotze with produce of Maaser Sheni make a matzah? Why not? Because matzah is going to be learned from challah, gzeir shava. Just like challah has to be yours, that's what we're discussing. Is Maaser Sheni yours? Yes, you get to eat it. You do whatever you want with it. You go to the restaurant. You can buy steak with it. You can buy soda with it. But is it yours? Is it yours? What is the defined? Rashi says a beautiful thing here. How do you know if something is yours? If you could marry a woman with it, could you be mekadesh a woman with that money? That's how you know. Could you be Mekadesh a woman with Maaser Sheni? According to Reb Meir, no. You could eat it all day long. You cannot be Mekadesh a woman. According to Chacham, you could. So Maaser Sheni. So I'm taking money from my Maaser Sheni, and I cannot be Mekadesh a woman with it. And I go and I buy flour and I make matzah with it. It's not my matzah. So maybe I'm not Yoitzah. According to Reb Meir, you're not Yoitza. It's yours. So it's yours. You can kaddish a woman, you make a matzah. Another halacha. Iso, shel Maaser Sheni. By Iso, by dough, it says Ariso. You say chem, it must be yours. It's not yours. So you have no obligation to give challah a portion to the kohen. According to Chacham, that it's yours, so you chayev b'chala. Masgulor Papa, Bishlami Yisochsi, Reishis Arisoi Sei Chem. It says Mefurish Chem. It should be yours by chala. Esri Nami Ksiv Lochem. It has to be yours. Mishalachem Elo Matzah Miksiv Matzas Chem. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that has to be your matzah. Om Rabbi Bar Shmuel V'Teima. Rav Yemi bar Shlemyo, asu lechem lechem. Yep, this is Gzeira Shava. Ksiv acha lechem oini. By Matz it says lechem. Uksiv hasam. And it says, "Boy ba'cholchem lechem haaretz bechala." It says lechem. So meila, I learn one from the other, and I learn matzah from chala. Mala alon mishalachem v'lemishal meisim. Just like by chala, it has to be yours. Ariso seichem. Afkam mishalachem v'lemishal meisim. So too, by matzah, we just turn to daf lamed hey omid beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need shiduchim, refuz, and shuas, please join tilm.8mindaf.com. Zog the Gemara. Leimim sayele. Averaya. Esau shal maisa sheni p'tur menachalo diver meir. It says that if you have dough from maisa sheni, again, maisa sheni is the 10% or 8.8% that you give yourself from the produce 4 out of the 7 years. If you take dough from that, you don't have to give challah because it's not considered yours. It's only considered yours to the point that you could eat it, but that's it. But you can't be mekadesh a woman with it. It's 100% yours. What do you mean it's a raya? It's exactly what we're talking about. Elo midbaha pligi, since it's machloik is by challah, bonami pligi. Perhaps. Can I bring a raya from here, from challah, to esrog and matzah? That's what the Gemara wants to know. We have three cases. We have challah, esrog, matzah. All of them in Maaser Sheni. Are you yaitza with any of them? Or not yaitza, but challah, do you have to bring challah? Esrog, are you yaitza? Matzah, are you yaitza? Is the connection between esrog and matzah to challah? Says the Gemara, "Medabah pligi, ba'anam pligi. Yoidim lo shani isod amar kro. Arisay seichem, arisay seichem. Trei zimni." By challah, it says arisay seichem twice. So there's the extra arisay seichem to say that it must be yours, and ma'aser sheni doesn't work. But perhaps ma'aser sheni does work by an esrog. Now I don't want to go into what happens by matzah. Because matzah might be different than an esrog, although it doesn't say it at all. There might be gzeirah shava to challah. Maybe not. I saw it going both ways. You have the Rabbeinu Hanano seems to be saying that both of them. In other words, challah is on its own. It's in one category because it says arisasechem twice. And then you have matzah and esrog on the other side that you could be yaitza with the esrog. You could be yaitza with the matzah. And then you have the Aruch Laner and others who say, no, there's two categories, but the matzah goes back to the challah because challah and matzah are in the same category because of Gzeirah Shavah. Okay, fine, just to make you confused a little bit, but it's okay. Either way, Shel Truma Tmeya Psula. So you have Truma that you're supposed to give to the Kayin, it became Tameh, somebody with Tuma. Touched it, possible. The lesbo heter achila. Now, that we learned already. Everybody holds that you must be able to eat it. And if you can't eat it, it's not yours. That's no shaila. So since this truma tmeya, you can't eat it. So it's not yours. So you can't be yaitza with it. Vishal truma doira leito. L'chatchila, the Mishnah says, you shouldn't take even truma doira. You shouldn't use it as esra. Pligi bar ravam ravasi. Chadomar. So, I am of the opinion, and I'm far, far from knowing Shas or anything close to it, but I always say, until somebody proves me wrong, I believe if it's not the most popular topic in Shas, it's one of the top three. Maybe Truma Sameisris, I don't know, I'm thinking now. But this idea of Hechsher Tuma, brought in Shas so many times, it's very hard to do a search on it. Because it brought down in many different words and ways. Here, mipnei shemachshira. It's a new, not a new, but it's different than usually. In other words, if a fruit should become tameh, it's only if water spilled on it. If you were machshir, you poured some water on it, you had intent that the water should go on it, then it's roi lekabel tumah, then it's muchshir lekabel tumah. So The problem with using truma is that in those days, Tosfos brings it down, people would take the lulavim. We're discussing how do you keep your adasim and aravas fresh? You put them in a paper towel with some water. Don't use a paper towel because that's going to disintegrate. Use a newspaper. No. Don't use a newspaper because that's not good. Use tin foil. But don't pour the water. Just sprinkle it on in different places. No. Take an inch of water, put it in the bottom of a fact. But there's a lot of water going on here. And water is a machshir lekabel tuma. And in those days, they would take the lulav. You hear? Taisa says they would take the lulav and put it in a bowl of water every day so that the lulav shouldn't dry out. That was a minig that they did then. So this idea of sprinkling water is old already. It's 2,000 years old. But what happens is, if you're going to put in water, now it can become tummy. So what if it could become tummy? So you're bringing it closer. You spoiled something. You did something wrong here. You have truma that if it becomes tummy, it's puzzled completely. You can't do anything with it. So you're bringing it one step closer to that point, and that's wrong. We can ask, there's a lawyer in Chicago that watches the shiur every day. He didn't show up to the Chicago shiur, of course. Kedarkim HaKodesh of all Chicagoans. His name is Steve Jacobowski, and he's indexing the entire Shas. So we can ask him. Maybe he has all the times that the Gemara brings Hechshir L'Kavol Tumo. He said, that's why I can't come to the shiur. He's too busy. As he's watching the shiur, he pauses it and he writes and he has it. Okay, as lawyers do. Anyway. Now, v'chad omar mipnei shemafsido. You know, if you take an esrig, you look at your esrig on the seventh day of Sukkot, it starts becoming brown, it starts having this. Now you ruined it. Truma, the kohen is not going to want to eat that esrig. We're talking about food here. You want to eat an apple that looks all nasty on the outside? No, you ruined it. It has less value. You created less value to the truma. Says the Gemara, my benai, what's enough community between the two pshatim? Kigon chikarla shame chutz mikliposach itzayna. For instance, if he said that the entire fruit is truma besides the outer layer, so if you are ruining the outer layer, you're not ruining truma because the outer layer in this point is not truma. If it's about pouring water on a fruit, so even though the outer layer is not truma, it's still mushal kabel tuma, and the inside is going to become tame also, and that's what's truma. But according to the pshat, that we're concerned that you're going to ruin the fruit, this esrig was worth, in terms of fruit, forget about a mitzvah, in terms of fruit, this was worth, let's say, $1 because it has some jam inside, and now it's worth 50 cents. Nobody wants the dirty ones, the ones that, by the way, the Chazanish says that when you use an esrig, very interesting, when you use an esrig on Yontif, 7 days, and it starts getting brown, he says that's the beauty of the mitzvah. That's what he says. I thought it's a beautiful thing. It says, you're using it for the mitzvah. It happened through the mitzvah. It's like a worn out, you know, tefillin. It's like you use it for the mitzvah. It's not disgusting. It's beautiful. You use it for the mitzvah. Okay. Zog the Gemara. V'im not lak sheiro. L'man doma b'nei she'im bo heter achilo. Now, but if you go ahead and you take this truma, that's tar, and you used it, it's kosher. Why? Because if you're a kohen, you could eat it. And if you're Yisrael, maybe you have a daughter that's married to a kohen, you have a grandchild, you give it to him. Now, you have to see this Rashi. Fascinating Rashi, I thought. Dibur maskal areish boheter achila. Give it to kohen. Give it to his granddaughter. Listen to this. Avo pidyon, don't think that the pshat in the Gemara is that you could redeem it like you redeem Meiser Sheni. Avo pidyon, ein lo liyos niteres la'achilas Yisrael. That's not going to help at all. Va'oimer kein, and whoever says you could redeem truma, rashahu. Whew. It's a very strong language. You would think that Rashi would say, va'oimer, and if you say that you could redeem truma, toya. Making a mistake. No. Rasha. I don't know, pshat, maybe there were people in those days that were running around saying different crazy things. Russia, is it Russia? Okay. There's once a case where the Rav was matir a mamzer somehow. He said that this mamzer, he's not a mamzer, the whole thing. So the stipler wrote like, I don't know how many pages. He made fun of this Rav inside out, backside forwards. The only joke I remember is that he said, so the guy brought Edim, and he says they're 100% pasul. How do I know they're pasul? Because they ate on Yom Kippur. So how do you know he ate on Yom Kippur? Because I saw him eating. I have two Edim that saw that he ate two loaves of bread. But you have to eat achilas kikuseves hagasa. Says the stipler, maybe gasa means a behema gasa. Maybe there's a gzir shovet to behema gasa. He's making fun. Kids, anything you want to say, I'll drez the chakop and I'll say kikuseves hagasa, which is a giant date, is really a giant animal. It's a behema gasa. Kids, anyway, let me show you. There are people there, and so if you say these kind of things, you're Rasha. Says Gemara. Vishal Dmai, Vishal Dmai. You have fruit that you bought from an Amorite. You don't know if he took Trumas and Maisers or not. And according to Bishamai, according to Basilo, you're Yaitza. Now, why are you Yaitza? You can't benefit from it until you take Trumas and Maisers. By the time of the Basilo, Kivin, the boy Mafkilu Nichsei, because of the famous concept in Shas, everybody, even a millionaire, has the ability to just say, I'm giving up everything I own. As Gary, he's on now. That's what we did in Ramah Beit Shemesh, and some of they did it around the world. You wanted to go bring your kli to the mikveh, you had a brand new kli, and it was COVID, and there's no mikvahs, so you just mafkir your kli. You put it outside your house, you put a WhatsApp thing, my kalim are hefker for the next 5 minutes. Whoever wants can take it. So you have this, it's a kula. And why do we do this kula? Because the whole problem with demai is only the rabbanon. Most of the time an amaretz does take the proper trumas and maestras. On the tzad that he didn't take trumas and maestras, you have a way to get out of it because you, the millionaire, you're going to give up everything you own. You're going to become poor for that moment. Since you're poor for that moment, you could eat the demai. Chacham said, poor people could eat demai and soldiers. Hashanami lochem karina bay, and therefore it's considered yours. This not. Machin is aniyim demai. A poor person could eat demai. This is chasani demai. The soldiers. Machloikis. Talking about Jewish soldiers, not Jewish soldiers. But the point is, if the soldiers, it's like taxes, you have to pay, the king requires the tzibur to pay for these soldiers. So you give them demai. Even the soldiers that are Jewish could eat it. So why did Bishamai say it's no good? Because at the end of the day, they hold that even if you become poor, it doesn't help because a poor person doesn't eat demai. It's not. Machin manim demai is nachsani demai. Baravuna otana Bishamai yoyim. Hey, machin isaniim v'sachsanoim demai. A poor person doesn't eat demai, so there's no trick to get out of it. Ubeisaloyim machin isaniim demai v'sachsanoim demai. Fine. Next sugya. Shel Meiser Sheni Birushalayim. So Bekitzer, we had the sugya. It's going to be very, very easy now until the bottom of the Amud. Shel Meiser Sheni Birushalayim. So if you eat Meiser Sheni Birushalayim, it's okay. Lamad Omar Bnei Shemach Shiro. Harim Achshir. Lamad Omar Shemach Sido. Harim Achshir. No good. Sorry. No good. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Ezra goes with Shall Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim lo yito. Lechatchila, you should not take an esrog that's Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim. Vim notal kosher. So, vim notal kshero time out. Shall Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim, you should not do it. Why? Either because you're helping it go forward to become kabbal tuma, mashal kabbal tuma, or because you're ruining it. Not al, but the evid after the fact. If you did it, kosher. You could eat it. So according to everybody, it's okay. If the problem is like by Arla, doesn't have dim moment. Hamani rabbanani, rabbanon say that Maaser Sheni is yours 100%. And Meila, the Mishnah is going according to rabbanon, and that's why you could use it. Also by Chazazis. So yesterday we discussed it a little bit. If it boils, popped up on the Esrog. So we had this sugya, mamish, word for word, when it came to Hadas and the grapes on the Hadas, so we're going to fly through it. Rav said this halacha. If the chazazis, like in this picture, is on one spot, great. Aval. I'll show you real quickly. Why not? 1, 2, and 3. Some Rishonim mean it's on the same plane. 1, 2, 3. The other ones say it's like all over. It has to be on Roiv HaKeifai, most of the width of the Ezra. Okay, fine. The point is, if it's in 2, 3 places, have a lekim enumer, then it's like a leopard, it's spotted, it's not hodor, upasal. Asari, it's kosher. Omer le Rava, ask Rava kasha, adrab. Mishnayim, shleshim koimois, have a lekim enumer, upasal, the exact opposite of what you're thinking. It's such a bomb question, like we had over there. By Hadas, the opposite. If it has 3 places, it should be puzzle. It's menumer. It's leprosy. Not leprosy. It's like a leopard. Little dots. Maybe it's the same word. Ela yitma seif yitma. Al miyutui kosher. Says in the seifa, if it's on a very small part of it, like here, just a small part, kosher. On that comes Rav and says, even if it's Almiutoi, small part of this, apostle doesn't matter, and that's it. So what is Choytmoi? This is actually a machlokes rishonim here, a big machlokes rishonim, but we go according to Rashi. Very interesting. Rashi says choytmoi is on this plane, exactly where the what do we call this? The incline, whatever that word is, where it stops becoming steep, right over here, that's where the mashu is. The Rosh says it's in this entire area. The Ran says right over here. Bekitzer, Machlok is Rishonim, 4 Rishonim. The Rambam says something else. Omer Rav. Val Choytmoy, Vafilu B'mashu, Nami Pasol. If it's right over here, interesting why Rashi says that. If it's right on the Choytmoy, Choytmoy, he says it's one playing field, one line. If it's a little tiny bit on that line, then it's Pasol. Raboisai, have a wonderful day. Wish me luck. Mazel, bracha v'atzlocha on the way to Los Angeles. It's only 6-hour flights, like halfway to Eretz Yisrael, even more. And I'll see the Olam in Los Angeles. If you're in Los Angeles, please come out there. Some Choshev people are going to be there. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.